Picture You Dead by Peter James. Read by Daniel Wayman. Chapter 1. Thursday, the 15th of October, 2015. Charlie Porteous was fond of quoting Auden's poem about the hare that was happy in the mornings because it was unable to read the hunter's waking thoughts. But as he left home on this drizzling autumnal morning, he had no way of knowing that today he was that hare, and that he wouldn't be making it back to his bed tonight. Or ever. To all who knew him, and indeed to any casual stranger who happened to glance at him, the good-humoured 62-year-old, who would always stop to drop a banknote on a busker's mat, appeared to be a man without a care in the world. With his confident gait, well-lunched face and stout frame, in his Savile Row three-piece chalk-striped suit, handmade shirt and salmon pink and green striped Garrick club tie, he exuded the very image of old money and all the confidence that came with it. But the much-liked, despite his mercurial temper, proprietor of the eponymously named Porteous Fine Arts Gallery was, right now, properly, badly and seriously in need of a big deal. Preferably cash. A lot of the stuff. The private bank, which had once considered him an undoubted client and for years had fawned over him, was now threatening foreclosure on a loan on an amount which would bring his entire comfortable edifice crashing down. But in his position, he could not let his predicament show either to his staff or to any of his clientele, in the rarefied circle in which he appeared, the very model of respectability and trustworthiness. Not to his recently retired wife, Susan, who revelled in her role as a major charitable benefactor in their home city, and not to his son, Oliver, who had spent the past decade working in the fine arts department of Sotheby's, New York, to gain experience before joining him and eventually taking the reins, allowing Porteous, like his own father before him, to take life easier and enjoy a very comfortable dotage. He felt particularly upset about Oliver, who knew nothing of his problems yet, that he had let him down badly. Let all his family and staff down. For months now, he'd had constant sleepless nights and had ended up taking antidepressants. But finally, it looked like Lady Luck had crapped on his head. Actually, in his right eye, to be precise. It had happened as he'd looked up at the bird, a black crow, a few weeks ago. He remembered as a kid, when a magpie had dumped its load on his head, his deeply superstitious mother had told him it would bring him luck. And she had been right. That month he'd won £25 on his premium bonds. Result. Grasping at straws, he wondered, was his luck about to turn now? Then, amazingly, it seemed it was. Chapter 2. Thursday, the 15th of October, 2015. Charlie Porteous did not tolerate fools gladly, and his charming smile could turn into a withering glare at the flick of a switch. He had long been known as a man not to mess with, but whose word was his bond, and his eye for painting had long been the envy of many of his rival art dealers. That eye had served him well during the 8 years he'd been on the team of experts, many years back now, on the Antiques Roadshow. For the peanuts the BBC then paid its experts, £100 per episode and a second-class rail ticket. But being on the programme, he enjoyed the publicity and kudos it gave him, as well as the enhancement of his art gallery's reputation. Eventually, the relationship had soured, the BBC producer deciding his arrogance towards people who turned up with what Porteous considered to be rubbish was not in the spirit of the show. Two things had eventually led to his firing. The first was when he'd reduced an elderly woman to tears when he'd harshly pointed out the supposed Turner seascape she'd brought him, which had been in her family for years, was nothing more than a painted-over print, cuttingly telling her that a child painting by numbers could have done a more convincing job. And the second, when, in a rare error of judgment, he'd declared a 16th-century Arbel Grimmer landscape as genuine and worth conservatively £200,000, and it had subsequently turned out to be a fake. Concerned for his reputation, he'd stubbornly refused to back down and admit his error. A fastidious man, with a love for beautiful things in both his private and work lives, Charlie Porteous was a creature of habit that you could set the proverbial watch by.